This clip was recorded during RTE's question and answers program on 10th of November 2008.
Yes.
Yeah, society has a huge incentive, a huge interest to incentivize and promote heterosexual marriage for two very good reasons. Only one has been touched on. The first is that any state will wither and die, become extinct, unless it has a steady supply of new babies. And only heterosexual couples are going to produce new babies. You may last, but only heterosexual couples will produce babies. Society will die without the new babies. So that's the first.
That's a different point.
The second, it is not a different point. It's part of the reason for incentivizing heterosexual marriage. The second reason is the one that's been touched on, that study after study after study shows that children fare best when they're raised by their married mother and father, fare best in terms of education, in terms of health, in terms of longevity, in terms of mental health, in terms of crime, drugs, addicts, in terms of their love life, in terms of their future families. And these are extremely strong reasons to incentivize heterosexual marriage.
Okay, we have
and
your point.
Equally,
and thank you.
There are similar reasons
for it,
that the state should get out of the way of these other relationships. The state has no business in interfering with those other relationships.
Okay, we have.